And now joining us, though, in studio is none other than the wonderful, let's get a bit of a round of applause, it's Jim Owen! Now, have I got Jim's right mic there? Have I done the right one for Jim?
Yeah.
There we go, Jim. Okay, yeah. It's a new studio for me.
Right.
So I'm finding it a little bit difficult.
Yeah, I know. But you're like, it's like Starship Enterprise. I'm looking at you there. And you're like, you've got phasers. And who was the guy, Japanese guy in Star Trek?
What's the one? Oh, you mean the gay one?
Was he gay?
Is he gay? No. You know who I'm talking about. Are we defaming somebody right now?
Right, no. Anyway.
George Takei. Is that who you mean?
Yeah, that's him.
You're totally just agreeing with me, aren't you?
Yeah, totally.
So, Jim, this year's show is, what is it? It's a
ridiculous.
Oh, Mr. Sulu. Somebody's just told me it's Mr. Sulu.
Sulu. Yeah, what did Mr. Sulu do? He probably ran a radio station. While doing Star Trek.
Are you in the same room this year here in Edinburgh?
Yes, EICC. Someone asked me how to spell that. where are you on EICC? Spell that.
St. Francis of EICC.
No, it's a conference centre.
Okay.
But yes, who cares? Everybody listening to this is in Ireland. What are they?
I know. But everybody knows you in Ireland. But it's just interesting that you're 24 years doing this festival.
Yes.
That's every year I've been born, Jim.
Really? People come to my show and say to me, stop it. But I've nowhere else to go now. I've come here for too long. Just stop it, they say.
Has it changed over the years at all?
The buildings, of course, are the same.
Okay.
A lot of them. Trams, they didn't have trams. Everyone's got trams. They've got trams in Dublin.
Trams, we have trams, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big fad, isn't it? That's a new thing. They got trams here. What else have they got? More venues. I think the amount of shows.
Bigger.
It's just gotten bigger. It's got ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's got ridiculous. The show's called Ridiculous. it has. It's, you know, it'd be hard starting off. It'd be hard trying to find an audience.
Yeah.
When I first came, you know, I think it was easier. But to get a foot in the door now.
Well, there's just so many people.
Yes.
Very difficult for young comedians and things.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think four is the average audience.
Really?
Yeah. There's something like that.
Oh, my God.
And then, you know, and then there's somebody getting big crowds, you know, and so that means that some people get one.
That's you. You're hoovering up all the people into your 600-seater and then we're all left with 10 people or whatever.
Well, I'm sharing a flat with a guy and he does free fringe.
Okay.
Where you have a bucket on the way out.
Oh, yeah. I'd say unusual things get dropped into that.
He sends me a photograph of the bucket every day after the show.
Yeah.
Just the humiliation. He got a guy coming up and goes, I'm not going to give you any money. I'll give you a bit of advice.
Oh, God.
And then started telling him what he needed to do to improve his show.
Oh, God.
They pretend to put money in, too. That's the other one.
Oh, really?
They put their hand in, like, they put money in and then just
I wonder, does anybody take money out?
Yeah, that'd be the worst.
I was always tempted to do that at Mass, you know, when the collection box went around.
I did it once.
Did you really? Yeah. God, how much did you take? Do you reckon a pound?
I got a coat hanger and took quite a bit out.
You got a coat hanger?
I got a coat hanger and got all the excess change. Right. And then my friend goes to me, do you feel bad about what you've done? I go, yeah, I feel awful. He goes, well, as long as you've confessed,
we can
move on.
Yeah.
And,
And will you tour this?
I've never told anybody that. That's on radio in Ireland. Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, no.
The shame.
I can never return.
Will you tour this? Speaking about returning, but
yes,
will you tour?
Yes, I will. I'm going around the UK. I'm going to New York actually with a show.
What are you going to do there?
I'm
where are
doing
you
a week
do?
In New York in a theatre. They're doing 2 months of the Edinburgh Fringe, where people get to do their own show.
Right.
And so I'm going there for the 5th to the 9th. If anybody knows anybody in New York, come along and see me at the Playhouse.
Oh, it's the New York Playhouse.
Yeah. So
that sounds big.
I'm trying to muster up a crowd.
Yeah, well, I mean, it will get it, because the Americans love the Paddies and all that, don't they?
They do, but, you know, it's a big city, New York. It's very hard, you know, they're busy, I've heard. Because I've seen them rushing around.
They have things to do.
Yeah.
Not if you watch Friends or Seinfeld.
No.
Apparently nothing to
do
at all.
No, that's right, yeah. Yeah, but on the streets, I'll just have to try and get them to stop for a minute.
Have you been doing any of the Trump stuff? It's really hard to avoid, isn't it,
no,
in the shows?
No,
you haven't touched it.
Do you not feel that it's been overdone?
It is, yeah.
I wouldn't touch Brexit. I wouldn't go near any of those things.
Yeah.
I do one joke. I just said, like, I've got my own reasons for not liking Trump. Trump because he's an Orangeman.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah, yeah.
That was it.
Love
that's
that.
Really it. That was the only gag. And even I feel ashamed that I've succumbed to you know, mentioning it. But, yeah, I think it's definitely...
No, there's so much about it, isn't there? So yeah. I kind of spend most of my... I'm preoccupied in my show about talking about my family and my friends and my boyfriend and all this kind of thing. But there's maybe one mention of Trump. It's just that I just found it funny that he was going to Saudi Arabia to talk about Islam. Because I thought that was like me going to Liverpool to talk about the offside rule.
Right.
You know, it just doesn't seem right.
They need to address that. They do need to address that, right? But yeah, no, I find family, my show's the same. I like to talk about things that are everyday life that people could hopefully relate to. And furthermore, you're not going to change anyone's opinion, I don't think.
No, probably not.
You're not going to go to see a comedy show and think, geez, maybe I've been wrong about that Trump fella. Maybe I re-evaluate my position on Brexit.
Now that Jim Owen has schooled me on the subject.
My God, he's put me straight on this. You know, it's basically just fodder for satirists.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you think, all right, nobody's going to do anything. They're just going to have a laugh about it.
And speaking of having a laugh, looks like you had a good night the other night. I have a photograph. There's photographic evidence on the internet, Jim.
Of what?
Of you, Tommy Tiernan, John Bishop, Jason Byrne, Willie White is there. You're all out on the lock, aren't you?
Yes, yes, we were. Yeah.
Do you even remember that happening, that photograph?
No, I don't really. Yeah, sometimes you look on Twitter to see where you were the night before. Where was I last night? Oh, there I was.
Was it a good night? That's some collection of, like, superstars.
Yeah, it is, because it's a rare event to have so many people that you had literally started doing stand-up with. Like, yeah. I came to Edinburgh with Jason and, you know, everyone else. We all came at the start, you know, so that's 24 years ago.
Wow.
So yeah, so it's nice, but you very rarely, as you know, if you're on tour, you often just go back to a hotel room on your own. It's quite sad.
It is off. I used to, when I was single, you know, you'd have like the two robes. It was the two robes and the two sinks thing made me very upset.
Right.
Well, you know, if you're in a double room and you had both, you just have to have an eating robe then, and then a nighttime robe. So this is my robe for breakfast.
No, I've never had the two robe problem. Really, I've never really thought about that. No. But yeah, I'll be aware of it now. There are things. There was trouser presses. They've sort of gone. Do you turn the TV on? I don't even turn the TV
on.
No,
I wouldn't be bothered. Somebody just texted in to say, Al, doesn't Jim Owen sound like the AA Road Watch guy whose name escapes me? Does he? Do you?
No, I don't know. AA, is he from Northern Ireland?
I don't know. He must be, yeah, okay.
They have people from Northern Ireland doing ads.
No, he does the AA Road Watch.
No, that's very sinister. Are you a member? Do you want to be a member? I'm a member.
Somebody wants to win the competition, so they're going, what's Jim's advice for the radio improv? So Brita didn't know that she wanted a chicken fillet roll, but then she saw Fergal behind the counter.
And said, are you on the menu?
Hey, I like that. Okay, that could be a winner. All right, now take that down and pretend it's your own.
I'm already going to Galway.
Oh, so, I know. Tell me about Galway. Are you going to do a big show at the Vodafone Comedy Carnival?
Yeah, well, it's good. I've done Dublin, Vicar Street, and I do Belfast, Derry, but I very rarely get the opportunity to head across to Galway, so I'm looking forward to that. Who else is over there? The guy that was in Ratatouille.
Ratatouille?
The voice of in Ratatouille. He's an American
comedian, the voice of the rat. Hmm.
Yes.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Someone's Googling it.
I know, yeah. There's a lot of Googling going on around me.
Google music.
So he'll be there.
He'll be there, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him, because I saw him years ago in Montreal, and he did a gig, and he was fantastic. And as well as that, they weren't liking it. You know, you're really laughing and looking at people not laughing and going, you're not getting this.
And anyway,
he's a big star. You know, his name, of course.
Somebody's just Googled him. Patton Oswalt, is that who you're talking
about? Peyton Oswalt. Yes, that's him.
Okay.
Apparently he's going to be there.
I don't think he is, Jim. I hate to be rude, but I think he cancelled.
Oh!
But I tell you who will be there.
I tell you, he's not going to be there. Peyton Oswalt.
And do you know who will? Dara O'Brien and you, Jim Owen. Thank you for joining me here today in Edinburgh. And enjoy the rest of the festival, all right?
Cheers. Good on you.
Okay.